So on today's Ops, this is a call on the 17th of September. We have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Jim Galvin, Mikey O'Connor, and Mark Costers. From ICANN staff, we have Bart Boswinkel and Christina Nordstrom, and apologies from Julie Hedlund. And I see that Olivier was dropped off, so I will go and dial him back.
Okay. That's great. All right. Well, welcome all. I don't have a whole lot for the agenda. I just wanted to step us through the latest and hopefully final version of the understanding. That's part of the reason why I wanted to have Patrick on the call, but there you go. I circulated this earlier last week, and thanks, Jim, for giving it the thumbs up, and Bill Graham did too. I just want to drag us through it as a group once, just to make sure that there isn't something in here that's making people crazy. But sort of the story is that you work across the top. We're going to do our gaps overlaps thing in the sort of desultory way that we've been doing it. And I meant to circle out to the public comments. The last time I looked at the public comments, we had one sort of crank comment from some guy that was pretty far off topic. I couldn't figure out what he was talking about. Anyway, we'll revise it and sort of ease off on the throttle between Toronto and Beijing, give the DNS RMF folks a chance to really get going. And then in the middle, if I make that a little bigger, it may be easier to read the middle part. Ooh, I love how screen sharing works again. Presumably, they're going to get their consultant picked and the project launched, and we'll give them a briefing and coordinate with them, and then while they're doing in the middle part there, while they're doing their work, we'll to the extent that there's community feedback to be gathered, you know, we'll be involved in that, and then I'm actually a little skeptical that they're going to get done by Beijing, but if they do, then we'll sort of see what the community portion of that is and help establish that and then make our choice as to whether we need to keep going or not. So that's sort of the talk doc version. Here's the written version. Oops. A couple of backgrounders. Just to sort of remind us of the where we came from part, and then sort of the key questions that we were working on. Should we keep going? And are there overlaps? The keep going stuff hopefully is just a summary of what we've been talking about, a very short summary, but hitting the high points. And the same for the overlaps. I did add a couple of bullets to remind us that, you know, the DSSA focus is functionally narrower. We just are focused on risk assessment, whereas the DNS RMF has got a broader charter. And on the opposite side, we are somewhat operationally broader in our charter because we're taking a look at the whole DNS, you know, the DNS sense that we did, whereas the DNS RMF is focused more, I think, on ICANN, the corporation. And then working back to the risk assessment framework, the concern that, that some of that work might be lost. And then the top-down versus bottom-up. So then the conclusions that I think we arrived at is that we may have fulfilled our function, depending on what the DNS RMF looks like. But we sort of want to reserve judgment on that. It makes sense to sort of slow down a bit, to sort of see what they come up with. We'll fill our time with a few things that we haven't got done. And then the intent is, this is the Bill Graham option D, number two, I can't remember. But that the intent is to have the DNS RMF work be done by a consultant in collaboration with the community of which we're a part. And we'll reserve the right to make a choice about that once we've seen what they've got. In the meantime, we'll participate in a couple of ways. One is this notion that we'll trade some people between the two teams to make sure that the coordination is done. And then we will, the broader group will provide that community input. So that's sort of the summary. I just wanted to drag you through it. Here comes Patrick. Patrick, are you on the bridge yet?
Sorry, I was on another call, and now I'm on this call.
You are getting up early.
It's 9 o'clock here, so it's not that
early. Oh, you're back east. Oh, good. We were thinking you might be out west. So.
Yeah, I'm all over the place.
Yeah, you lucky guy. Some of us never go anywhere. I'm pretty excited about going to Canada. Let me step back just to give you the very high. Did you have a chance to look at this version, Patrick? Or do you want me to skip through it real quick the way I just did with the rest?
If you've already done it for everybody else on the call, then I can catch up after.
It's all right. I don't think it hurts to go through it again, because I think it's really helpful to have. I was really hoping that you could hear this just to make sure that I've got this right. So, because I think you and I are sort of the linchpins between these two projects to make sure that they stay in sync. And so I don't think it hurts to go through it again. It won't take long. The front page is just thinning out that page that we did before and also lengthening it so that we get sort of beyond Beijing to get a sense of the timing of all this stuff. And so we've sort of thinned out the DSSA job a bit. You know, we're going to work on that gaps and overlap stuff for a while, and if we get any good public comments, we'll take a look at those. We'll then revise our report and circle around to our respective spots. And then the one that we stuck in is the we reserve the right to decide whether what the DNS RMF is doing can take over for what we were chartered to do or whether we need to keep going. But we'll wait and sort of see what happens on that. On the DNS RMF side, and this is the one that one of the ones I wanted you to see, we may be too aggressive. I know Bill said that he really wanted to have that middle part done by Beijing. I'm sort of in the wait-and-see mode on that. But the notion is that the selection and launch will be done by the end of Toronto, and that we will sort of join the conversation in sort of an overlappy way by doing some sort of initial briefing or initial conversation with them. Then they'll charge off and have a great old time, and we will participate in a community way in all of that and provide feedback on whatever they're coming up with, so that presumably if a miracle occurs by the end of Beijing, there's a framework in place and the community's had a chance to provide feedback into that community, and then there's a launch of the new function after Beijing, and we would participate in the community-based parts of that project. And as that gets underway, then we do our little review. So then I just threw a couple of backgrounders in, the reason why we were established and the fact that DNS RMF folks and DSSA folks collaborated a bit on the DNS RMF charter. Tried to summarize the questions that we were chewing on over the last few weeks. You know, the should we continue question, what about overlaps? And I, as I mentioned to the rest of the folks on the call, I added just a little editorial. It dawned on me that we're functionally focused in a pretty narrow way. We're doing the risk assessment part of the thing, whereas DNS RMF has got a broader functional focus because they're doing the risk management framework, the bigger thing. The opposite is true, however, when it comes to the operational focus, because we're looking at the DNS, whereas presumably DNS RMF is looking at a somewhat narrower, more ICANN-centric view. And I think this is where we need to pay special attention in the coordination part. And then there was the will our work be lost question and the bottom-up versus top-down concern. So then this is sort of the payday slide. This is the summary of what I think we said. And I just want to drag us through it one last time, and then if it's good, we're, I think, set.
So, Mikey?
Yeah.
Patrick? What I don't see in here, and it might be useful, so you've got a handy link at the bottom to the Phase 1 report, but there's not a one-slide view of what the DSSA has done to present the Phase 1 report. And there's still this timing to encourage all the different SOs and ACs and stakeholder groups that have provided participants into the DSSA, and maybe there should be some slide to show what kind of input's been received or efforts have been done to encourage that kind of review and feedback from the sending organizations.
I'm not sure it belongs here, but I think it's a good idea. You know, I think this is essentially an internal document, sort of more a project management document, whereas that summary slide might be better placed in sort of a solicitation to the community. What was your thinking?
Well, so you know, we've posted the document and it's out there, and my sense is that unless you go back and really shake your groups to send to just read it or send inputs, you're not going to get anything, or there'll be very, very little. And from the experience of encouraging comments on the role and remit statement, you know, I've pretty much had to reach out individually to people I know beyond, and also different groups, say, look, we really, really need your inputs. And without doing that, you may not be getting much. And then it gets into the discussion, I think, that came up a month or so ago about what do you do then if you don't get any feedback. So that's where I'm raising it, is now that the group is thinking of what it, where its direction is headed and what it would do, it's important to remind your sending organizations and stakeholder groups what the group has done.
Yeah, I think that's right. Does anybody know offhand what the deadline is for comments? I think we're coming up on
it. I think it's just after the Toronto meeting, including the reply period.
Yeah, and we have gotten one comment, so it triggers the reply cycle. That's true. So I should probably start bugging people.
If the DSSA decides to extend the comment period, you can easily extend it.
Yeah, let me just...
Maybe it's something to raise at the upcoming call as well on Thursday.
Yeah, that's a good idea too.
And the third one, as an idea, is look, we got the co-chairs of the different groups. And it's maybe an idea that each of the co-chairs thinks of a way how to approach the individual SOs and ACs, how to at least raise the awareness of the Phase 1 report again.
Okay, Olivia, go ahead. So happy to have my screen sharing working again. It's great.
Thanks, Mikey. It's Olivia for the... Can you hear me?
Yep, hear you just fine.
Okay, thanks. Just a quick one. Co-chairs, to think through the approach to your respective organizations. I understand there is a common period at the moment. We as in the ALAC, have not filed a comment... I believe because there was a question as to what kind of comments should be posted there. Would it help for the ALAC to support the report? I don't think there are any specific things which our members have in mind to actually mention in a public forum. Several people have read through the reports. I'm not quite sure. So this is a sort of question maybe which we should ask. And yes, I think that by having this public comment period open during the Toronto meeting, that some answers might be reached then.
Yeah, we may need to clarify what we're asking for.
It's Olivia again. If I may say, it is quite involved work, and it is a methodology. The bulk of the work is a methodology. I don't think it's understandable by everyone. At the same time, I don't think it's the sort of subject that everyone enjoys reading about. So, kind of a strange thing between technical and non-technical and risk assessment, and it's quite a narrowed field. So we might have to just think of it in this way. I know that in the past we have explained what is going on, and I know that several people have read through the report. I'm not sure if it's a case of no comments means keep on doing what you're doing, or no comment means I have no frigging clue what you're talking about. I'll let you go on with whatever you're doing. One or the other. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that's the question I often ask on the call.
There is another element to it, I think, as well. But now I'm wearing a bit of a CC hat. What you see, and probably this is the difference with say, Patrick, with say, the other common periods. In this case, you've got volunteers from the community driving the process. And so And these communities, and this is what I think Olivier is saying as well, these members or these volunteers have an interest in the topic. So it's more that the others from the, at least from the CCs, from the CCNSO, think they're doing a good job because they are considered to be the expert and representing a broad shared community view.
Yeah, I think the thing is...
But this is CCNSO perspective.
Yeah. I think that one of the things we need to do is get them to say that. You know, so, you know, this is back to the question that Olivier asked, is simply an expression of support enough? Because maybe it is. I think Patrick's concern is correct, though, that we do need to get out and shake the tree a little bit. Now, Patrick, I'm going to drag you backwards because, in a way, this is not the topic that this slide deck is about. What this is about is coordinating with the DNSRMF, and I just want to make sure that this little list of conclusions is consistent with the way you understood the end of that call. You know, what we're thinking is that we may have fulfilled our function, but we sort of want to wait and find out what's going on with the DNSRMF before we fold our tent. And so we'll do some stuff in the interim, including this shake the tree, which I think that's absolutely right on. That then, now I'm on the fourth bullet. I guess I can, now that I have screen sharing, I can actually do this stuff again. I like that. So the thought is that we will participate with the consultants in the phase two portion pretty actively. This is the, we'll wait and see if we're done thing. And then, this is where we talked about the liaison exchange between the two projects and also the community input portion. I just want to run all those words and phrases in front of you all, but especially Patrick since he joined the call a little late, to make sure that this is kind of the way everybody understands it. This would be a good time to shout if you disagree with anything.
No, this looks okay to me.
Cool. All right. Anybody else got any concerns? I got a thumbs up somewhere back in there from Costers. And we got one on the list from Jim. Olivier, is that a new hand or an old one? That's a new hand. Go ahead, Olivier.
That's a new hand. Thanks very much, Mikey. It's Olivier. Just the text here, the DSSA will participate in the DNSRMF effort. We also had heard a wish, or one of the conclusions of the discussions that we had with Bill and Chris, was that the DSSA working group would work directly with the consultants. Is this something that still stands? I might have missed the follow-up on that.
That was the one
that
I was trying to capture there. So if I've misworded that, let's fix that.
Well, then I'm not quite sure, because you said also, see, that there are two subheadings, isn't there? There's the intent is to have phase two portion to be done with a consultant in collaboration with the community. But then you also say the DSSA will participate in the DNSRMF effort in several ways. Are these two things mutually exclusive?
I was trying to capture that role down here. So if I haven't quite got it right, let's fix that. Because that was what I was trying to say. Can you think of a wording change that gets closer to what you... so that it would leap out better at you, Olivier?
Just try to think, maybe use the word directly, or... because this sentence does not mention how the DSSA will provide ongoing community input in the DNS IMF. Will it go via the board, via staff, via... Yeah, that probably is better. Sorry to be nitpicking, but...
Olivier, is this something that has to be...
less ambiguous.
Is this something that has to be completely defined right now?
It's Olivier here. I'm just trying to make it a bit less ambiguous so as to have less questions later. If you think that it makes it too focused and we're being too... well, I'm being too much of a nitpick on this, then please ignore. All right, thanks.
I think that was a major theme of the conversation and a major concern, so I'm fine with the idea of clarifying that and making it a little bit firmer. I think that the concern, Patrick, is that at least on the outside looking in, and this is, I'm taking off my unbiased chair hat and putting on my editorial project manager hat. On the outside looking in, from my point of view, the DNS-RMF is a little bit of a rogue elephant, and I kind of want to have it clear up front that we expect a pretty active role in that project. And if that makes people crazy, I'd rather have them crazy now than later, because it's often hard to pick yourself up after you've been trampled by a rogue elephant. So I'm in Olivier's camp on this particular one. Sorry to be so grouchy, but I'm getting a little bit frustrated with the sense that it's very hard to understand what's going on in the DNS-RMF from our standpoint, and it's extremely hard to influence it. So I'm okay with amping this up a little bit. Any thoughts from anybody else? Or from Patrick, for that matter, having been drubbed on the nose by...
Well, I'm struggling with the last comment about how it's been hard to influence this group, because I think that especially the contributions that you and Julie had in Prague were fully taken on, and that Bill and the rest of the working group members have been more than willing to... take active input from DSSA and others, although there haven't been that many others, as they've been building the charter and pushing out the call for a consultant. So I think there's plenty of opportunity. Well, but, yeah.
You know, here's the thing. Julie and I basically elbowed our way to the table and knocked heads, and then we wrote that draft. That draft went into the charter virtually unchanged. There was no echo whatsoever from anybody in that group. We sent it out within hours of the meeting, and it was silence. And it's like, what is going on here? So that's my frustration. I'm sorry to be such a cranky guy about this, but, you know, it's almost passive-aggressive. It's like we have to intrude, and then when we intrude, everything we say gets accepted without any conversation whatsoever. I mean, that makes me nervous, because our draft may have missed the boat, too. ourselves, you know, I don't want to belabor this, but I'd really want more granular, more frequent communication between the two groups, especially when the projects get spun up.
So one suggestion is that maybe offer an open invitation to Bill as chair of the board working group to sit in on the ops calls as you have them from here through whenever. So just see what his interest and availability is. And
yeah, again, I want a stronger link. I want Will act as liaisons and participate. I don't want to, you know, we started saying extending an invitation, and I know that Bill is unbelievably busy. And so I'm really more interested in something stronger than, oh, please, if you can make it to our meetings, please do, because I know the result of that will very likely be that, you know, given how crushed his schedule is, he won't appear. And so what I'd rather do is once the consultant gets selected, and once there's some mechanism to run that project in place, presumably either a steering committee or a management committee of some sort, that they contribute a person and we contribute at least a person both ways so that we get the gears actually meshed between these two things. I think that's the sense that I got out of that conversation. And certainly that's my sense. Again, it's a little bit of my editorial view, but I want a little bit more positive statement on that. Because that project's going to move. If it's going to get done on that deadline, it's going to move fairly fast. And I don't want to have to play catch-up. I want to be there when the choices are being made so that I can inject some TSSA perspective into the decision-making and very quickly know what's going on so that I can get back to us with that. Because otherwise, I think we do run the risks that we've been concerned about, which is, you know, all the stuff on this page, which is they run off and, you know, don't take advantage of the work that we've done. It does become top-down. They do miss the target in terms of respective scope of the two organizations, two projects, and, you know, it's, I think it's just really important that we mesh these two a little bit closer together than normal. End of rant. Sorry about that. So again, if Patrick, if you're pushing pretty hard back on this, this is a good time to do it because I think we're on a pretty important discussion here.
Bart, were you trying to jump in earlier?
Yeah, what I would say, my sense is, say when this conversation started, when Jim raised the issue, say, and that was just post Prague. I think say the dynamics and the concerns were raised at the call with Bill and Chris, and I think you're right that say a follow-up would be good, but if we don't raise these questions from a DSSA perspective before Prague and before Toronto and before stuff gets solidified, it's you run into that risk as you know them. So my suggestion would be at least to invite Bill and or Chris or maybe others from the DMS or from that working group prior to Toronto to have this kind of conversation. And it's not attending the calls, so much as it is to set up a call again and say, take the next step is how, okay, there is this principle, the idea is there to liaise, but now say in the next conversation is to solidify this and to become more concrete, what does it mean? So between now and Toronto.
I'm fine with that idea.
Because this is, say, what we do is, and that's the sad thing, and that adds to it, and is we are speculating, and the only way to avoid it is just to have a chat with Bill, so he's aware, and the board risk management team is aware, and say that especially Patrick doesn't have to liaise constantly in telling what they think and what we or what the OPS-DSSA thinks. Just have the direct conversation.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. Patrick, do you think the DNS-RMF would be, are they roundupable enough to be able to put something like that together?
I like Bart's suggestion, so let's see if that can happen.
Yeah, that's a great addition. Great addition. Any others like that? I like that one a lot. Silence. Maybe silence is golden. Maybe this is where we need to end, at least for now. Yeah, everybody's dropping off. Okay, well, that's all I had, and if that's close enough, we'll call it done for today. I'll push this back out to the list. Patrick, can you see about getting the two groups together, either on this time slot or some other one that we doodle our way to find?
So I'll talk to Bart about that.
Okay. That would be cool. Maybe we can pick that up on the next call and see sort of where that's at. Anyway, except for that, I'm done. Mark, Jim, you guys have been silent. Last chance.
I like where this is going, though.
Good deal.
I'm good. I commented in the chat room.
Okay. Oh, let's see. WFM. WFM. What? No.
Works for me.
Oh, works for me. Thank you, sir. Okay. Well, we'll call it a day. Christina, I think you can wrap up the recording, and we'll see you guys on the Thursday call.
Sure.
Thanks, Mikey. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.